Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol number 14. Assault on Religion. 1. When we come into our kingdom, it will be undesirable for us that there should exist any other religion than ours, of the one God with whom our destiny is bound up, by our position as the chosen people, and through whom our same destiny is united with the destinies of the world. We must therefore sweep away all other forms of belief. If this gives birth to the atheists whom we see today, it will not, being only a transitional stage, interfere with our views, but will serve as a warning for those generations which will hearken to our preaching of the religion of Moses, that, by its stable and thoroughly elaborated system, has brought all the peoples of the world into subjection to us. Therein we shall emphasize its mystical right, on which, as we shall say, all its educative power is based. Then at every possible opportunity, we shall publish articles, in which we shall make comparisons between our beneficent rule and those of past ages. The blessing of tranquility, though it be a tranquility forcibly brought about by centuries of agitation, will throw into higher relief the benefits to which we shall point. The errors of the Goyim governments will be depicted by us in the most vivid hues. We shall implant such an abhorrence of them that the peoples will prefer tranquility in a state of serfdom to those rights of vaunted freedom which have tortured humanity and exhausted the very sources of human existence, sources which have been exploited by a mob of rascally adventurers who know not what they do. Useless changes of forms of government to which we instigated the Goyim when we were undermining their state structures will have so wearied the peoples by that time that they will prefer to suffer anything under us rather than run the risk of enduring again all the agitations and miseries they have gone through. We shall forbid Christ. 2. At the same time, we shall not omit to emphasize the historical mistakes of the Goy governments, which have tormented humanity for so many centuries, by their lack of understanding of everything that constitutes the true good of humanity, in their chase after fantastic schemes of social blessings, and have never noticed that these schemes kept on producing a worse and never a better state of the universal relations, which are the basis of human life. 3. The whole force of our principles and methods will lie in the fact that we shall present them and expound them as a splendid contrast to the dead and decomposed old order of things in social life. 4. Our philosophers will discuss all the shortcomings of the various beliefs of the Goyim, but no one will ever bring under discussion our faith from its true point of view, since this will be fully learned by none, save ours, who will never dare to betray its secrets. 5. In countries known as progressive and enlightened, we have created a senseless, filthy, abominable literature. For some time after our entrance to power, we shall continue to encourage its existence, in order to provide a telling relief, by contrast to the speeches, party program, which will be distributed from exalted quarters of ours. Our wise men, trained to become leaders of the Goyim, will compose speeches, projects, memoirs, articles, which will be used by us to influence the minds of the Goyim, directing them towards such understanding and forms of knowledge as have been determined by us.